there is a reason why you are glum. Glum is a funny word, isn't it? But truthfully, in the word, if you really listen to it, glum. It's viscous. It's heavy. It doesn't exactly flow. It's like a fruitcake. And I'm going to help you explain. I'm going to help you understand why there is this heaviness of spirit. There is only one way, and one way only, that any of us will ever know the real meaning of Christ's life, and that is to share in his death. This means we must give up what he gave up if we would know from ourselves what was gained through this his deliberate sacrifice. So if we want to know the truth behind the seemingly incomparable act, then we must stop thinking about it and get down to the business of actually doing it ourselves. Spending one's time wondering why this man willingly agreed to lay down his life for the sake of the truth that he embodied is like hoping to be healed by a medicine that you give to someone else to take. It doesn't matter what you believe in. What you say is true or not amounts to nothing. To paraphrase and enhance a timeless idea, faith without acts is not only fruitless, but along with being the dangerous root of fanaticism, it is one of the dark seeds from out of which grows religious intolerance. Comparing the value of our ideals, the meaning that we give to life, is not what it means to act truly, any more than the act of judging someone proves the worthiness of the judge. Just because we have the ability to judge others because they don't believe in what we do, does not mean that what we believe is true. In fact, quite the opposite holds true. Feeling compelled to act as the judge and jury of another for failing to exhibit some desirable characteristic or quality proves the absence of that quality in ourselves. Nowhere in Scripture will you find where Jesus Christ says, "I want you to hate or condemn those who fail to live up to your imagined ideals about what it means to love the light that I reveal to you." What he did say, however, goes something like this: "I want you to understand from yourself the real purpose of this life and your place in it. Consent to see what is true in spite of what it seems to cost you. See what lies hidden in yourself, in others, and the world around you. And for this awakening, by its light, not only will you realize the need to die to yourself, but you will also find the divine will that alone can help you to make it so. The life and death of Jesus Christ did not happen 2,000 years ago, any more than the rising and the setting of the sun belongs to a particular place and time. The meaning of his life is either one and the same as my own, as yours. It is either one and the same as my own, meant to be found within my own, or there is no meaning to his sacrifice." I'm going to say that again. The meaning of his life is either one and the same as my own, meant to be found within my own, or there is no meaning to his sacrifice. Seen or not, the life of Christ is now, as is his loving sacrifice for the sake of creation and its continuing perfection.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's GuyFinley.org.